Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, coming up on this edition of As Told by Twiggy, the SABC are playing 90% music radio, South African radio music on the radio. Twiggy's got strong feelings. I'm really just getting nervous because she's going to delve in deep into Bonang, aka and the DJ Zinhle saga, and tell it as only Twiggy can. She's also doing something really cool with Legit. Plus, she's obsessed with someone. Her name is Nomza Mombatha. So we're going to touch base with Twiggy Molly. How are you, Twiggy?
I'm good. How are you?
What's happening?
Nothing.
Have you found love yet?
Oh, my God.
What happened?
I haven't.
Still not.
Except, like, when I was in Stellenbosch, I met the most beautiful man ever. And he sent me a text last night saying that he's coming back to South Africa to visit me.
Oh, wow. Where was he from?
He's from Germany.
I feel like this would be a great chapter for you.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So, let's see if he actually...
Did you Google Germany?
For what?
You know, sometimes I would imagine someone like you maybe meets a guy, and then you start thinking about it. Before you know it, you've Googled Berlin. You've Googled, you know, a little bit of Germans that you can text back in it.
No, he texts, like, proper English, but he couldn't speak English that well.
Okay.
So he was very quiet, like, on our trip, but, you know, come nighttime, I'd get the nice, sexy texts.
Oh, wow. What, in German English?
In proper English.
Okay. What were the sexy texts?
No, just him being nice and stuff.
Okay. What's his take on 90% local?
I don't know.
What's yours?
I mean, I'm very happy that they'll be playing 90% local music, but not every local artist has really great music. So I'm trying to figure out how they're really going to fill up those gaps.
Have you been
listening
at all?
Kind of stressful. No.
Okay. Were you listening before?
No.
So have they lost a listener? No.
I mean,
have they gained one? No.
The thing is, my friends were very, like, stressed out about it because they like listening to Metro FM on a Sunday because they play those, like, nice romantic slow jams.
R.I.P. Eddie Zondi.
Exactly. So they were like, what's going to happen? Because South Africans don't have that nice, sexy R&B. And apparently they're going to keep, like, that segment will still be the same. But, I mean, how is this, like, really, really going to work? Because there's only, like, 5 people in South Africa that have really good music.
Do you know what I was thinking? And I think this is fantastic. This is part of the SABC's mandate, is to do more local. But
yeah.
I thought, imagine they decided, cool, 90% local fashion.
Whew. No thanks. Rather the music than the fashion.
Imagine 10% of Sandton could be H&M and Cotton On and all these brands.
But I guess, actually, that would be a good idea. Because there are some really good, like, local designers that have nice stuff, but it's so expensive. I'd rather just buy trashy H&M stuff that's like 100 rand.
Okay. It's definitely going to change the whole music industry.
Definitely.
Speaking of the local music industry, there's a guy called AKA.
Love him.
Okay, he's dating Bonang.
Love her.
Bonang used to date Euphonic.
We spoke about him last time.
Sorry, what happened to the love thing?
I thought you were going to mention Zinhle, and I would have been like, love
her.
Euphonic
is really good friends, I think, with DJ Zinhle.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Are they friends?
Why? Because they're DJs, aren't
they? These are your circles.
These are not my circles. They're definitely not my... I'm not a celebrity.
Yeah, well, you're cooler than a celebrity.
I know, exactly.
All
so they're not my circles.
Do they knock influencers on social media all the time? And you're a phenomenal influencer, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so let's really dissect here. What's going on with Bonang, a.k.a. and DJ Zinhle, who, by the way, was here last week, did a great interview. Yeah.
Really? The only reason why I really want to talk about this is because it ties in with the whole Legit thing. So I went to a Legit event and Zinhle was there. And this was the first time I was seeing her in person, and she's the most stunning woman I've ever seen in my whole life. And I think, like, on Twitter, everyone just feels sorry for her. Like, oh, shame, they bricked you. Oh, poor Zinhle. But, like, I feel like she's got her shit together, and she's really beautiful. Like, she has nothing to worry about. She'll find, like, a good man if that's what she's really looking for. And then this morning, AKA had, like, this long rant about how he and Bonang are no longer going to provide the media with images to sell their newspapers and their magazines. So they took no photos while in Mauritius. And everyone was just like, dude, no one cares, like, whether you guys took photos or not.
Care.
I mean, obviously some people care, but, like, I guess the people that I follow are just so sick of him going on and on and on as if the whole of South Africa revolves around him. But I found it so funny. Even with the whole 90% local music, he was like, guys, don't worry. If if SABC wants 90% music, I'll just make more music, because we all know that everybody else releases trashy music.
What's a GOAT?
Greatest of all time.
Oh, he put up a poll a few hours ago.
How hilarious.
Who's the GOAT? And the only options were AKA.
Because that's the one thing I love about him, is that he's so sure of himself and you literally cannot tell him a thing. And I feel like him and Bonang are just at a place where they don't care about what people have to say about them. Like, they're really, really happy. And this is a topic on Black Twitter all the time, about side chicks going after a happy couple because they're chasing after the woman's happiness and they just want to have the man to themselves so they can experience what the other woman is going after. I don't think that happens all the time. People need to get over themselves. If you're in a relationship and I want you, and it's got nothing to do with your girlfriend, it's about you. It's not about chasing after your happiness. Like, some people just click, and unfortunately, people happen to be in relationships.
His Twitter timeline goes, went to Mauritius with my girl and didn't post a single picture. Shame, you all thought it was going to be a photo shoot, huh? So that's throwing shade at when Boity's crotch was in Casper's face. And the poor Mauritian guy that had to take the picture was trying to figure out.
Apparently it was a local photographer.
Oh, there was a photographer. What's the deal here?
So, according to Twitter... I'm being like such a gossip, but apparently there was a local photographer who's now like allegedly dating Boity.
Anele.
Yes. Everyone is like, Boity with the photographer. This guy must have been on the Mauritius trip. He must have been the one
Anele
taking
took the picture
photo.
Of Boity in Casper's face.
I don't know. But it would have been really, really fun if he was the photographer in Mauritius with them.
Anele and Boity dating now?
I mean, I've seen them together at Great Dane, you know, getting all frisky, but I don't know. I don't know.
Okay. I don't know. Sorry to disappoint you, but unlike others, we don't need the publicity. We're private people. We're tired of selling your papers, magazines. You're going to have to use pictures of water, flowers, and trees. Or the picture that DJ Zintler took when she was in Mauritius.
All the shade.
Fast forward, my album went legit. He's throwing shade at Tifani again.
Yeah. He was just going on a stupid rant, and it wasn't funny this time, but yeah.
But this guy is one of the most powerful people in music right now.
He really is, and he knows it. And that's why he can say whatever he wants to, and that's why I literally enjoy his tweets, because there's literally nothing that anyone can say. His music is great, and you don't have to like him. You will dance to songs in the club anyways.
His music is really, really dope.
It's really good.
I have to tell you, the new song...
Dreamwork.
Yeah.
Love it. It's in all my snaps.
It's such a dope tune.
I love it.
Do you think that he's doing better than Casper?
I don't know. In terms of what?
In terms of you. Who do you prefer?
In terms of what?
Just as who are you more likely to buy the music of?
Both.
Yeah.
I don't like both of them as people, but I like their music.
Say both AKA and Casper were the faces of Legit launched a men's range.
I don't enjoy the way both of them dress, okay. If that's what you're trying to say.
So no one?
No.
Okay. Any male rappers that dress well, in your opinion?
Ricky Rick.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, you were at a Legit event. It's called Firestarters. What's going on?
So Legit launched their Mall of Africa store.
Oh, geez. What's that like?
What do you mean?
The Mall of Africa.
It's overwhelming. Really? I hate malls. I personally hate going to the mall. But literally every big retailer is having a huge launch. Oh, we're opening a new store, whatever. But the Legit store at Mall of Africa is so stunning. Well, it was really stunning the day of the event, and I hope that they've left everything the way it is. And a couple of girls and I were announced as like the fire starters of Legit for their autumn-winter collection. So we'll be blogging for Legit and rocking their stuff and just being cool kids. It was really, really overwhelming. I didn't realize what like a big deal it actually was until they put us in front of like 50 media and everyone was just like taking photos of us.
Wow.
So I had a glass of champagne in my hand and my phone. So naturally I took a sip of my champagne. And the brand manager was like, oh my God, it's so nice being an influencer. She can just drink in front of the media and in front of her boss. And I was just like, well, that is why I'm an influencer. I won't get fired. And I was Snapchatting everything. So yeah, it was lots of fun. I love the new collection. Super chilled. Super,
that's very
like,
cool.
Yeah.
But this is what you're doing now. You're like this muse for all these brands.
I know. It's a bit annoying. I'm not complaining. I love it. But it, like, people want to know my, like, take on fashion, and I'm just like, whatever's comfortable. And I feel like they want to know more, but I'm not a fashion person. I don't want to lie to you and say the silhouette of the whatever. I didn't study fashion, so... Yeah.
Okay, well, it's nice that they think that you know something about fashion, I guess.
I just hope I don't disappoint them.
She really is a fire starter. There is a lot of people knocking influencers on social media. All these traditional celebrities knock the influencers. What's going on?
I don't know what they... I think they're just jealous because, like, obviously when you're a celebrity, you're like a role model and you've worked so hard to be an actress or a musician or whatever. Whereas with us, we're influencers because we are influential with... our normal everyday lives. So I don't know. There's just a lot of hate because of that. We're famous for nothing in their eyes.
Not cool.
Not cool at all. But yeah, you know, we work hard. So
speaking of working hard, Nomzamo Mbatha seems to be working very, very hard. She was over in, where was it recently?
Cannes. Is that how you say it?
Cannes. Who cares?
Yeah.
The film festival. What's she doing there?
So she was there for like Joburg. She was launching like the Joburg Film Festival thing. So she was like a representative. And my sister and I met her at like the TI concert. And we like absolutely fell in love with her. She's also another person who you see on TV and you're just like, oh, okay, she's a pretty face. And then you see her live. And then you speak to her and you're just like, oh my God, you are incredible. Like, I'm obsessed with her and she's killing it. She's on the Cosmo cover as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she's like, yeah, she's one of those people who keeps quiet and then everything just comes up and everyone's like, whoa, where have you been this whole time? Why are you blowing up? But she's been working really, really hard.
I know Producer Kat also really likes her. What do you like about Nomzamo Mbatha, Producer Kat? You're also a big fan.
She's very sweet.
Very.
She's an amazing actor. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watch Umlilo Oring.
Yeah.
No, you don't. You know what Umlilo is. She's a very good actor. She's very sweet. You know, she gave me some free Neutrogena just because I tweeted that I was having skin problems and she dropped it off personally.
And also tell her I want Neutrogena. Kidding.
Like, I just tweeted her and asked her for advice and she's like, and then she DM'd me, she followed me back. She's like, oh, I'll drop off some stuff, give me your work address. And then she bought me some stuff.
She literally bought it herself. Yeah.
Yeah, so she's
can't
very
come
sweet.
For an interview, but she can drop off Neutrogena.
She's very busy. It's very, very hard to get her. Yeah, she's very busy.
She's very busy. I love her. She's so sweet.
Yeah.
She's got a great sense of style as well.
Yes.
Now, her and Mups are dating, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's
buddy
official.
Ship is what they call their little relationship.
Buddy ship.
I need a buddy as
you
well.
You need a high profile bae.
High profile? Are you insane?
Yeah, what about Casper?
Oh!
He's single at the moment.
He looks like a... No, thank you.
Okay, Nasty C.
He's a baby.
Okay, too young. You're not 22 though.
I'm turning 24 next week.
Okay, end of the world. Yeah, start crying. I'm trying to think who else could be a Kid X? No. KO? Oh, Volvo?
Wow. See, none of them are like my type.
Okay. Let's go through your tweets recently. Sometimes I see you tweeting like very early hours of the morning and late at night is when you really
come out.
Because
I've been going out again, you know, Twiggy got her groove back. yeah.
Okay, let's have a look here. Yannick.
Petite Noir.
Yeah.
I bumped into him at Tasha's today and he's just like godly. He's just, I don't know, I'm obsessed with him.
He's a very difficult interview.
Really?
Yeah, he's a very, but he's a true artist. I guess that's what it is.
I met him in Cape Town last year and I'm surprised he remembered me today. So I nearly passed out.
I told you these are your friends.
They're not.
Says here, if you haven't reached your peak or glow up, your time is coming. We're all going to get a chance.
So earlier we were talking about high school and I was just saying I was one of those ugly girls in high school. Like I was popular, but like I wasn't the prettiest. So I never had like cute boyfriends and stuff. And then I was just saying, I feel sorry for girls who were like super popular and super pretty because like, where are they now? So I think God took his time with making me pretty. It came like at a later stage, but it came at the right time.
You also tweeted Rap Life?
Oh, I just heard some stories about the Rap Life this morning.
What's going on in the Rap Life?
Just girls being cheated on.
Oh, no, dude. You would never date a rapper, right?
No, never. I've seen too much.
Right, you also got your brows, nails, and hair done.
No, at me. Look, no.
Dreadful. How dare you even come into the studio?
I've got no makeup on. It's so funny.
You were tweeting about Chanel Iman and ASAP being an item.
So I saw a picture of Nomzamo Mbatha and Chanel. And I remembered that Chanel Iman and ASAP Rocky were like my favorite couple ever because I want to date like ASAP Rocky. And then I was asking people if they're still together, and apparently they broke up like 3 years ago. So I definitely missed that.
And then the biggest tweet of all, this is the thing that we absolutely have to get an answer from you on.
What?
What were you subtweeting? Who were you subtweeting?
What was the tweet?
8 hours ago.
What did I say?
When it's all said and done.
Oh my God.
I would choose you over anyone, but would you choose me?
Do we have to get into this on air?
I asked you at the top of this who your bae is, and you
I
said to me nothing's happening.
A bae.
Now you're out just subtweeting things that clearly refer to some form of bae.
Okay, I don't have a bae, but I'm like currently talking to someone because that's like my new thing.
This
I'm
isn't the German though.
I spoke to a German last night. He's like, I don't know. He's in Australia and Germany and everywhere, and I can't.
So what's going on?
So like, this is my new thing, is to talk to like 3 or 4 guys and see who I like the most, and then pay attention to the one that I like the most. So over the weekend, I was talking to a few people, and then I realized that I like the one guy more. And I told him last night, and I don't think he took it well, because he said something really, really shady that gave me high blood pressure.
What did he say?
Oh my God, this is so personal.
No, as told by Twiggy.
No, I'm not going to say what he said. But yeah. Yeah, that subtweet was for him. He knows who he is.
Okay. Well, 12 other people retweeted it, so maybe they know who they are.
Because they're going through the same thing.
What's the big takeaway, the big power line out of this edition of As Told by Twiggy?
Slay in silence.
I like it.
Nomzamo.
I like it.
Yeah.
You could be in that Nomzamo league very soon, the way you're going.
I'm trying, but it's so hard.
You just need a part on Mlilo. I'll speak to them.
Oh my God, please do.
I will. All right, you're such a sweetheart. Always so great to have you on. How do we keep up all day?
You can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram, Twiggy Molly.
Power. Twiggy Molly, thank you very, very much.
You are welcome. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.